Well, good morning to you. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Monday morning, November the 24th, 2014. And in the sacred calendar of the Lord, it's the year 5775. Well, praise the Lord. It was a wonderful weekend. It truly was. I trust that that was your experience as well. God just spoke to our hearts and stirred us, stirred the waters. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing. So welcome to you. Thank you for being so prompt. So many of you are already dialed in, many minutes before the program actually begins. And that's encouraging to my heart. It tells me that you just love meeting with the Lord and His people. And that's wonderful. You know, there are many who would claim to love the Lord and are followers of Christ, but they're waiting until someday in the future to meet with the Lord and His people and be with them and with Him for all eternity. At least that's their mindset. And then there are others like yourself that are savoring the moments day by day, enjoying life on a level that you never knew before. None of us ever knew before the intimacy that comes from being with the Lord and being with His people. And what it does is it daily draws us closer and closer and closer to Him and to each other. So a lot could be said about that. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I would like to let Him know that we thank Him for the privilege that we have on this day of entering His presence, being with Him. Let Him know that we appreciate it and feel comfortable. And He shall speak to us and to our hearts, and we are willing to hear. Father, we thank You for this 24th day of November. You've given it to us, wrapped with our names on it, directly to each one of us and to us as a collective. Father, we receive this day with gratitude and with thanksgiving, because we know that all that it is and all that it will be comes from you. So our hearts are grateful. We thank you for the joy that you have given to us, that fruit of the Holy Spirit that resides in us, so that no matter what, the fruit remains. And we thank you today for that. Thank you for the welcome that you've extended to us, where we come into your presence boldly, because you said that we can and should. Thank you for the forgiveness that resides with you, comes only from you, the cleansing for our sin, the cleansing that continues and that we need all the time, from moment to moment. Apply that precious blood, that blood that is so costly to you. Apply to our lives. Restore the righteous covering that Jesus provided for us. Enrobe and encloak us so that we are able to stand in your presence without fear. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We receive it with thanksgiving. Thank you for all our prayer partners, their health, their strength, and their prosperity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host. I have this grand privilege of doing that. My name is Aubrey Gregory, and I thank God for you and for this day. So, welcome. Well, we usually like to begin with a praise report. By the way, just a little bit of housekeeping. If you would like your voice to be heard, if you just want to shout, well, just press the button number one on your telephone, and that opens up your microphone or line here in our studio. And you will be heard, not just in our studio, you'll be heard across the earth, you know. And that may sound intimidating to some, but it's really not. We live in a world where you can be heard from east to west or north to south because of the powerful tool called the internet, and people are networked all over the world for every moment, as long as they want to. And so our prayer cast is open to all who are on the internet, sees our tags or our occasion or episode up there, and they want to be part, and that's what they actually do. And we were able to track every single log-on event. And I can tell you it's in the tens of thousands. And so we have this platform that we are able to share the things of God from that platform. So it's a wonderful privilege. But today our theme is being strong and of good courage. Now, that's a carryover and an afterglow from our service on yesterday, which I'm still stirred in my spirit about it. I guess it'll be for the rest of the week. But God spoke to our hearts. And it could not be, that word could not be more timely than what it is. It was designed for this season. God is just so gracious. However, I'd like to give a praise report, an update on the brother by the name of Samuel, who was shot on last week in an attempted robbery while he was on his job, and he is in the hospital right now as we speak. From the latest reports that I have, he is well enough that he's actually receiving visits or visitors, people that know him and care. So we thank God for his survival, what could have been an even more tragic event or circumstance. So we thank God for keeping Samuel. Also, we want to thank God for preserving and sparing the lives of Valerie Burney's daughter and granddaughter in, I believe, in North Carolina. They were in a fire. Their home caught on fire, and their lives were spared. I believe they were treated for burns at the hospital, and may even still be there, but their lives have been spared. So we thank God for that. Now, we just know that they're going to be fine because he saved them from what could have been a disaster. And I'm sure that was frightening for Valerie. But God is good, isn't he? Another update, we are in the midst of a, I would call it a mission. God placed it on our hearts in a powerful way, and that was to provide Thanksgiving baskets for several families. We were going to, our plan is to gift 25 families with a turkey and all of the trimmings. And you may think that that's insignificant. Well, maybe for me and for you, it's not the biggest deal. It's a great thing. We're thankful, and we're almost taking it for granted that we should have that. But that's not the case for many people. Many, survival is so much on the edge that having a turkey in a Thanksgiving spread is not critical. It's not something that they have to have. They're just happy to have a roof over their head, a warm place, lights on. So, that, you know, very basic survival issues. They don't have resources to get a turkey and to invite family and friends to sit down to a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Well, we are so thankful that because I'm giving praise, because our goal, we reached our goal in excess. So God has us in the overflow. Praise the Lord. We reached our goal. We have more than enough, and our goal was 25 families. Well, we have more than enough supply. And so we thank God for that. That's how you know it's God. If he's going to bless and help people, he doesn't come himself. We will get to be his hands and his feet. And so we thank God for the strength and for the energy to be able to do that. One lady, I gave her turkey on Saturday, and she wept right there. And I know that wasn't just an appearance. I know her situation. We know her situation. She was a senior, and we know her situation. And we know that that, in her mind, was an extreme blessing because she did not have Thanksgiving in sight. I want to repeat that. She did not have Thanksgiving in sight. There were more pressing issues, like just having food in the refrigerator. And you want to hear something? Listen to this, please. That turkey is all that she has in the refrigerator. That's true. That's all that she has in her refrigerator. That turkey. Oh, what a God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to His name. Okay. My heart's stirred. It really is. My heart's stirred. I see the signal that 4954, you're on. You ask for your line to be open, and you can be heard. Speak.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
It's such a blessing to be in the land of the living. It's such a blessing to come before His presence with thanksgiving. I want to be very thankful this morning for God watching over us. I cannot say how thankful I am for the saints that see it fit to get up 6 o'clock every morning and come on the line to lift up each other in prayer, to lift up sometimes people we doesn't even know, knowing that God is in control and that He answers our prayer. I want to thank God for the prayer of the saints, my daughter and her husband. Thank God for their safety. They arrived in Trinidad and it's back in Richmond safely.
Okay.
Everything went well. And I just want to thank God for covering them in His blood and having them in His protection. Also, I want to thank God for the prayers that we every day send out for our young people, for our children, our grandchildren, for God to keep them safe. And I truly, truly, truly thank God for answered prayers. My older grandson, Barry, was mugged on Friday. And I thank God that he wasn't injured. It could have been worse because five young men attacked him. He ran and they chased him. They caught up with him and it could have been worse.
Yes.
I could have got a call that when he ran they shot him, or when they meet up with him, but I thank God that they just took his phone and they punched him. But again, God knows what He does. He had on those big bubble coat. He had on a hat. So the bubble coat and the hat buffered the punches that he wasn't injured or hurt. I truly want to thank God for the prayers of the saints, and I want to encourage each and every one of us to continue, no matter, sometimes it looks as though, you know, these young people do things and you're like, God, what? But continue praying for them. Continue praying for the ones who have no hope and that they think that all their hope is to injure others, to rob others, to hurt others. We have to pray for them too. At first I was angry and then I said, no, pray for them. They are souls that have no one to direct them. So I am grateful and thankful for God's protection and His continued protection over every family that is represented on this line and those that we have in contact with, that God will continue answering our prayer of protection over our loved ones.
Thank you for the praise report and for the prayer request. We will, we're honored to have the opportunity to lift that up before the throne of grace. And I mean grace because that's where, that's what we need and that's where it comes from, His throne. Let us believe God. We are going to have another person speak right after we pray for Barry's courage and strength in the Lord, because I'm sure he was traumatized by that event, being attacked, even beyond the loss of the telephone, but just the residual anguish from having been in a situation like that where he was extremely vulnerable. Let's pray for him that God would restore to him peace and calm, and renew his strength and confidence. Father, we thank you, Lord, for travel and the safety, how your angels bore the planes as this couple went to Trinidad for a holiday and vacation, and they're back safely. Thank you for keeping them and all the passengers on those flights, keeping them safe in a world where stepping out of doors can be like the roll of a dice, because you never know what will happen. But we have confidence that we are in your hand, and all our belongings and people that we care for that are near and dear to us, they're all kept by your oversight. Your eye is upon us and upon them at all times. We pray today that your eye was upon Barry even as he was attacked viciously, that you kept and preserve him. He was not tragically injured. Father, we pray for his peace, that peace would return to his heart and to his mind, and that the trauma of that event would dissipate, would fade away, and he would be left with a peace, knowing that you were there. You were there to limit the work of the kingdom of darkness through the other youth who themselves are in some kind of pain and are lost. We pray for them as well. Save them. Save them. Heal their hurts and their pain. We thank you that this situation, thank you that this situation is not worse. We thank you for preserving life and liberty. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. There's someone else that would like to speak. I want you to know your line is open. It's live. 1715. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
This is Mr. Valley. I'm calling in to thank the saints because last Friday or Thursday I had called in and, you know, to let them, ask them to pray for me because my nephew He lost his life in the mining area up in Guyana, in the interior. But
that was only one part of it.
The other part was that the body was not found, and, you know, we couldn't get closure as far as that was concerned. Well, yesterday when I got home, my sister had a clipping of the newspaper in that same area where he was working, and they found the body floating in the river, and it was kind of like decomposed. But the way that they were able to identify that it was him, I think he had 2 tattoos on both hands, so they were able to confirm that it was him, so the body has been recovered. And I would really like to thank the saints to pray, because we were really upset about it. We couldn't find that body. So give God the glory, give God the praise. He does answer prayers, so the body is here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So he got caught up in the river, got swept away. Is that how that happened?
Well, we have no idea. That is the other part that is a mystery right now. We have no idea how he died, because we have like about 4 or 5 different stories. And the thing is, when the police found the body, they buried him without a coffin. They just opened, you know, they put him in a hole and buried him. And that was the police department. And they did not even consult or you know, inform any family member about this, about what they found. We just happened to see that in the newspaper that was printed there. Because the people in the neighborhood are concerned that he was buried in a grave, a shallow grave, and not even in a coffin or anything. So, you know, cholera outbreak, some kind of disease. So they were, you know, that is how that whole story came out.
That's a double tragedy there, because
we don't know what happened.
Then no cause of death forensically can be determined, because obviously there was no there was no autopsy or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't bring closure for the family that would be desired. Let us pray for the family now. Father, we thank you that your throne is open and we have access. Father, today we come in boldly on behalf of this family who is in distress, not only because of the loss of a loved one, but all of the circumstances surrounding it, the questions, the actions, the behavior of those that had to do with this case. We thank God that his body was found. We thank you that you're bringing some kind of resolution to this circumstance. But we pray today that this situation would be unraveled to produce a better result, a better conclusion for the family. And only you could do that, Lord, because there are so many loose ends. Only you can find the end from the beginning. You know the whole thing. We turn this over to you so that you can have your way. We surrender this circumstance to you so that you will produce what you will for all to see. We thank you right now. We ask for peace for the family. Peace, comfort, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you for that, allowing us to be a part of that prayer request. I tell you, it's a good thing that we know and have the Lord, because there are situations that are totally so out of our reach that we can only depend on him. And again, here is where we have to be strong and of good courage. And that's what these kinds of things take, strength and courage that only can come from the Lord. It only can come from the Lord. So thank you for allowing us to share in that situation and represent it before the Lord. These are one of the things, you don't know what to do, and there's nothing, you feel powerless in terms of hands-on activity. Well, what are you going to do? You just turn it over to the Lord, because He is the one, if anything is to be done, He is the one that would be able to do it. If no one else, He can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. I want us to pray for... One other praise report. We had and we're praying for a new vehicle for transportation for our ministry. Well, we have that. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all of you that joined us in praying for that. And God has answered that prayer, and we have that vehicle in our possession. So I'm grateful, extremely grateful. That's one thing that's off of my plate, having it there for some time. It's now an achievement for us, and it's done. That need has been met. How many know that God meets and can meet every need? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He's a prayer answering God, isn't He? Well, this is a brand new week. Now, we don't know what comes with it, but we are to be strong. Here's what God said to Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua, verse 5 through 9. And this is a carryover from yesterday. God has been ministering to our hearts, and I believe we need it. That is why it still remains in our being. It says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law with Moses, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right nor to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." In the Gospel of Matthew, the birth of Jesus Christ is announced in the first chapter, and it says that His name shall be called Emmanuel, and being translated means God with us. God is with us. Receive that. God is with us. Now, this week, we may expect that there will be an announcement of the grand jury's finding concerning the death of the unarmed teenager in Ferguson, Missouri, earlier this summer. And it's predicted that a decision will come, or is likely to come, over the next couple of days. We don't want to see any more death and destruction. And remember who is the author of destruction, of chaos. That's Satan himself, the kingdom of darkness. Don't want to see any more blood on the streets crying out from the ground. So let us offer prayers right now for that situation. Because we know that the adversary is plotting right now to cause the loss of life and the shedding of blood. Every god and wannabe god requires blood. Yes, that's true. So when I see pools of blood, I'm able to see and see through and understand exactly what's going on. These are sacrifices. And that's how the demons are satisfied. Well, we're going to speak life over Ferguson, Missouri today. That the enemy is put on notice that there are people praying all around this nation, and that their prayers will be answered. Father, we thank you for the access we have before your throne. We don't deserve it, but you're so gracious. You're such a sovereign ruler that you don't mind having us in your presence. We come today lifting up the township, city of Ferguson in Missouri. And Father, you know the turmoil that exists there. You also are aware of the expectation of some to have chaos explode and come forth from that geographical area. The whole nation is watching and waiting. Father, we thank you that you are the judge. You have your courts. And so we are patiently watching and waiting to see what your hand, what direction your hand has waved on this issue. And Father, today we are in agreement with you for the preservation of life and liberty, that there would be no bloodshed, that the demonic realm would not be satisfied. Their thirst for blood would go unmet. Their thirst for innocent blood would go unmet because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the report of peace in Ferguson, Missouri, even on this hour, this day, that the forces of darkness would be disappointed, because the kingdom of light is on the move and on the march. preserve life and liberty. We thank you, Lord, that your angels are dispatched. Just one of your angels can maintain order and preserve life. But you are able to send a legion if necessary. We thank you today. In Jesus' name, we pray for the parents of that unarmed teenager. Strengthen them even as the decision comes forth sometime, someday, this week. Strengthen them. Cause them to be able to still stand. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as you hear the reports, because I'm sure you will hear the reports, because it's going to be all over. It's going to, everything will stop. Breaking news. Yes, it will be the news item of the month, if you will, or if not of the year. And you pray for the parents, whichever way it goes, they will need strength and courage. Doesn't matter which way it goes, positively or negatively, they will need can assist them in prayer. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, our wonderful time on this Monday morning is coming to a close, and we have just a little more than 2 minutes left, about 2.5 minutes. If you would like to give a praise report or a prayer request, we will be glad to entertain that. And while you're considering what you may do, I want to pray for my niece, who is in South Carolina. She is in the hospital right now. And we want to pray for her. She is there with a blood disorder. It's critical, so to speak, and in fact, and so we would like to lift her up. I will ask you to join us in prayer as we lift her up before the Lord to spare her life and to also strengthen the family and comfort the family, even in what is a difficult and challenging time. So we want to pray for her. Name is Sandy, and we want to pray for Sandy right now as she lays in the hospital. Father, we bring your glory, your presence, your healing into Sandy's room right now. Light it up with your healing presence in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her. And Father, we the spirits of infirmity and disease, and we command them by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to take up their weapons and to leave. We speak healing over Sandy right now. Touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Even now, amaze her medical team with what you're doing quickly in her body, bringing about order. We speak to the level of the cells in the blood. We command them to take on strength and additional life. In the name of Jesus, right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Blood, move with life. Blood cells, be strong in the name of Jesus to overcome every disease, every infection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, keep us from all evil, according to John 17 and verse 15. Sanctify us through your word of truth today. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters, that the world might believe that you have been sent. Our heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved and that Jerusalem may be at peace. Cause us to be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the word of faith with power, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it looks like we're at the end of our time. It goes so fast. But thank God. We praise him and thank him for what he has done and what he is doing. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Hallelujah. World without end. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. Amen. See you on tomorrow once again. Bring your praise and prayer.